There we go. Recording. So now
Hello.
We can do it again.
Hello, everybody. So my name is Roy and I'm from Israel, so it means a lot. And I play Hunter 32 or Concrete is a resistance name. And I'm a badger and I love guns. That's it.
Who's next?
I'll be next. My name is Edward. My character is Tolkien 12. His species is Alaskan moose. He's mangy, has a gray pelt with a Lichtenberg scar on his right shoulder. He has milky white, unseeing eyes, large snout, and visible cysts have been forming on his neck. He has a large body, but it's kind of hidden because of his bent back. He has a massive pair of flat antlers that protrude from his head, and he wears a large four-screen raincoat with frayed edges and homemade linen robes. The creepy moose seer.
That randomly attacks her teammates for no reason.
And almost kills them.
Almost.
Speaking of random teammates who almost died.
Hey! My name's Jeff.
Hey, my name's Jeff.
I'm playing... Cahoon 86, hare in the rabbit's family. I have scars all over in Dark Secret.
And you're a rat, basically.
No. I'm a hare.
A hare? Oh, right. I thought you were a rat. I don't know why.
Better not be a rat.
It's racist.
Maybe it's your spiritual animal.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Do I just do the character I am now?
Or
do
yeah.
I need to bring up the old character?
No, that one...
you don't
have
to
introduce
read
it again
a list of all your characters.
Barbosa.
Alright, so currently I'm playing Barbosa 12. And she is a younger female orangutan than her father was. And her features are more striking, and she's not as aged as her father, clearly. She wears a tank top and a like shorter jacket.
Oh yeah.
Oh gross.
Yeah. And she is a medic. She specializes in surgery though, where her father specialized in brewing.
Alex, wanna go next?
Yeah, I'm Crosby. Wolverine with unchecked aggression. Did that not pick up?
Yeah, it picked up. And our guest for today.
Hi, I'm Sean and I'm playing Octavius 22. Ta-da!
And welcome.
Cat. He's a cat healer.
A catty cat.
A cat, like a house cat.
Meow.
Meow.
Excellent.
Okay, well, I think I promised resistance actions the first thing last time we played, because it's about time again.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to be a liar, would you?
Whoa.
So therefore, we will not do resistance actions at all. I will never do them again.
Clay's the deceiver.
Oh, it actually sounds good with his name.
Ito Svensson.
So, Ito. I guess you guys have fun while I take off my headset and sit here alone.
Ah, shit. Alright.
Think about how you're gonna destroy us.
We need to talk conquest now?
Yeah.
What was the sheet that you had, Alex? With all of our
I'm trying to pull it up. I bet that's picking up real good.
The loudest keyboard known to man.
Thanks, Sean.
Mechanical. Oh yeah.
It was the operations cheat sheet, right?
Yep. If you have the link, I'm already there. But yeah, if you can post it somewhere.
Don't post it in the chat. I don't want the GM to see it.
Because there's so much secret info here that he can't see.
So we were preparing last time we prepared for like reconnaissance, which fell pretty badly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we should just graffiti everything.
Really?
Let us spread the word, man.
All right, so we have two teams.
I think we should recruit.
I think we should always recruit.
No, but we have the mice. I don't know if they count as a resistance group.
Oh, yeah, we should probably have asked that before.
I think not yet, not this time. Last time, because I asked Clay's.
Oh, okay.
Fuck the mice.
Yeah. So we have the Rolling Stones, the Reptiles, and the Cosmonauts. Cosmonauts.
Is there some kind of a chart that we need to follow? Because I remember that's what we used the last time.
Yeah. We have...
Clearly, we need to do one of the GM actions, and we need to do a massacre.
I'm for it.
Just massacre the dogs.
Yeah.
Here we go. I linked it. He's linked now.
Excellent.
Look at Clace plotting his revenge. His nefarious plan.
So who was suggesting a purge for the dogs?
Hey, I'm down for it. What's the risk on it? Purge.
One.
Danger. Why are we purging them?
Success 8. Kidnapping or murder of informants or sympathizers with the Watchers.
What if we did a purge
no,
on the rats?
No, we should recruit,
because fuck
dudes.
The rats.
I hear no no's.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't get to interact with the rats last time.
What?
So.
You didn't? Yeah, but they're dicks.
Okay. They have a higher population than most.
Yeah, and I'm sure like the informants will be rats, which we already started working on murdering them. So,
and if everyone else really wants to do it.
The ground has some kind of a resistance connection there with that female mice.
Technically, I don't.
Yeah, but they're not the one that are going to be informants.
We have a limited population anyway.
You what?
I said technically I don't as a player since we have a limited population.
Oh, that's fine.
And if we keep killing them, soon we won't have anybody.
I don't think 1d6 out of 200 is that much of a problem. We're still, like, whenever we deal with the rats, there's going to be way more casualties.
Yeah.
If we deal with them.
Right. Where can we start?
Okay, well, we have the
so
rats
sure
which are next to the rats,
right?
If we want to do that. Yeah, and the recruitment.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Where do we want to do recruitment, though? Like, where's the best place? What do you guys think?
Well, the apes are... We already have one team of apes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how much? What's the danger on the recruitment? One dice.
It's one, I think. I think it should recruit from either the mice or the chimpanzees, the apes.
Yeah, but so, I think we're already going to have a cell from the mice from the in-game action next time.
Oh, got it.
I think so. It's just,
can't we use the mice to do the spreading the word?
Good. I mean, we're just raising insurgency by a d6. That's not.
But we want to spread the word with the mice.
It's been 4 months. We need to ramp things up. Yeah, I'd like
the bears.
Recruit some bears. Heard they're real friendly.
Some solid, some solid fighters and shit.
Maybe a hunter can help them. Wait, not a hunter. The hunter.
The hunter. All
you
right.
know, bear. Bear the hunter. Roy's character.
Yeah, we can use that, I guess. But definitely recruit some bears.
Okay.
And then do some reconnaissance at the rabbit's habitat.
Are ape next to bear or?
I guess if you could say that. I mean, apes are on the island and then the bears are starting towards the rabbits. So they're like one of the closest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't count rabbits.
Because we don't really have, we haven't established like a really good route to the route or route to the
Both
rabbits
work.
And them.
No.
Yeah, to the rabbits themselves. Like we have zero connections. We've got zero paths to basically go there. And if we could recruit a couple of bears, they could give us some help accessing the rabbits and. Like physically going there, and then when we'll reach there, we'll have a few recruits or a little bit of information. Sorry,
it'll be fine. We don't need help. We just meet a couple more land sharks.
Right.
We can't just recruit rabbits straight up.
Either that. No, I don't think we can. I think it'll be very risky to recruit them. Straight ahead. I think it'll be better to establish a little bit of a. I don't know, a foundation or something like that. Something solid. And I think the bears can be a solid ally.
Well, if we're going to start recruiting bears, we need to at least get the insurgency up on them. Since they're the lowest insurgency of the group at 13.
Alright. I think. Sounds good. What else? What other actions can we take?
Let's see. Our chance of success is automatically going to get a -2 since we have such low insurgency.
I feel like just doing some disinformation would be fairly easy. Like, I know it'll help us for the next time we go around, if we plan it out right.
That
it only works
good,
on habitats,
maybe.
Like, near it.
Like,
oh, no, it's any habitat.
The last thing I would like to do is something super risky. I would prefer to go on the safe side as much as possible.
You want to what?
Go on the safe side. I don't know. Don't take any unnecessary risks.
So, okay. We can't do an assault. Darn.
I was saying do some disinformation so that we can, you know, get a plus two for our next action.
But if we miss, we're just going to not have anything. I don't even think these bonuses are great when we don't have that many.
Yeah, no, we need to, like, do something to get either more insurgency or reduce watcher capacity. And getting more groups is nice, too.
A purge is fine, or an assault is too risky.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do an assault.
Or we can do try two recruits. I don't, it's whatever. I like the idea of purge because we're going to see it in game.
Can we, purge says kidnapping or murder of informants, or can we just purge the leader of the rats?
Yeah, we should purge the rats. Probably not going to be the leader, but some people, like, I think the main casualties of the purge against the rat habitats is going to be the rat cast, not the mice or the.
Well, we can't know that.
Feral. That's fine with me. I mean, yeah, sure.
Well, if the casualties are mice, then clearly they're mice informants, so no big loss.
Right. All right. Sounds good. So it's basically purge, then reconnaissance, and then recruitment.
Wait, we have only two teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Reconnaissance. Purge against rat.
So we recruit the bears and we purge the rats.
Sounds good.
Sounds a little risky, but
they're both neighboring, so it's only one danger dice. Maybe two. It's going to be two danger dice.
All right. Should we call
Gotta go big or go home.
All right, let's call. Let's
quick,
get
somebody. Klaus. Wave at Klaus.
Klaus, you there?
So, have you guys decided on how you all your resistance cells are going to die? So,
yes, we decided. Did.
Okay, so
we're gonna walk into a watcher trap. It'll be great.
Okay, should we start with the insurgency bonus, the flat bonus?
Sure.
What was that?
With the insurgency bonus.
Yeah.
The flat 1d6 every. So, who wants to roll?
So, Ed is banned. This time. Somebody else. Who feels lucky?
Let the guest do it.
What am I doing? Okay.
Rolling a d6.
Rolling a d6. I can't reach the.
And just roll on the table. It's fine.
Just roll on just one of these. I'll just roll one of these. That sounds great.
Nice.
That's a 6.
Yeah. For the Badgers. No, you have to roll a lot of these.
Motherfucker. Sixes. Okay. How many am I rolling?
Just one at a time. Yeah,
all right, here we go. Boom. 3.
20.
4.
18. For a cat.
5.
Bear is going back to 18. That's good.
3.
It's terrible. Somebody else roll. Keep rolling.
Keep rolling. Okay. 6.
Nice. Reptile is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Apes.
6.
Oh.
Though you get one extra d6 for the apes.
Oh, nice.
Because
so roll for apes nice. Again.
Yep.
5.
Oh, shit.
So that 55 now?
Yeah, they're pissed.
No, 56. Sorry. Because it was at 51.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, and rabbits. That's another 6.
I like that dice.
I swear I am thoroughly jacking the dice before I actually roll it.
I like those jacking dice.
Never mind.
Okay. Purchase. So, you guys want to do your actions?
No, you have to go first, remember? Do you remember that? Remember when we tried to do our actions first? Remember that? Do you remember that, Glaze?
No.
It didn't
I
work.
Refuse.
Of course he doesn't remember.
Okay, so, let's see here. Starting with the Badgers.
Nothing.
Abduction.
Great.
So,
are you fucking kidding me?
So, minus 1d6 insurgency, minus 1d6 population, and my capacity goes up by 1.
Close.
Oh, crap.
He loves it.
I'm that close to buying a ticket to Sweden. I'm that close. Don't push
shit
me.
Shit out of you. Watch out.
So, 1d6 first for...
Population?
For insurgency, minus insurgency. Okay.
Well, you said it. You roll it. I can't see it.
2.
Okay, so 31. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Nothing is wrong. Fine. Everything's normal.
And nothing population goes down by 4.
It's fine. That guy was an asshole.
Those four guys were assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were his friends, so.
That guy stole my TV.
Okay, dogs. Infiltration.
Yeah, yeah. What does it do?
Capacity minus 1d6.
Good.
6. Okay, so I'm at 88.
Yeah, and we're not doing anything at the dog, are we? No.
And population down by 1d6.
Infiltration? No.
No, I read the wrong one there. Infiltration there.
Success minus 4.
Yep. Cats?
We're not doing anything at the cats.
I'm doing infiltration again. I'm infiltrating everyone.
Trying to kill your watchers? Damn it.
Wait a second. I think that's it. Yeah. 887. Holy shit.
Bears?
Bears?
Mm-hmm. You're doing it?
Yeah, we're recruiting over there.
Okay, well, I have a raid over there. So it doesn't affect your action, but...
Well, do we roll with the current insurgency number, or...?
I'll roll first.
I think it's minus 2 anyway. Shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well,
that's a 5, so bears are down to 13. Again.
Okay.
Rats?
Wait, well, let's do the recruitment.
Okay.
Alright, so bear is... So the recruitment action is... Get the dice out.
Do you mind?
Or do you want to... Let's roll online. That's going to be easier.
So we have a 4 success chance. Okay.
It's going to be... we have a 4 success chance?
No, recruitment says 6.
Yeah, minus 2.
Oh, yeah.
And because they have such a low insurgency.
And we have 2 danger dice because they're in the neighboring... because bears are next to reptiles. Are they, Clays? Is that fine?
Bears next to reptiles, yeah.
We're setting the apes.
Yeah.
Well, both of them are neighboring, so.
All right, so 4 dice and 2 danger, 4 success dice and 2 danger dices.
Okay.
So that would be 4 presenter. That's good. Wait, mm-hmm. Is it? No,
they danger didn't dice. Succeed. So nothing special.
That sucks.
That's bad.
Well, we didn't lose our team, but we didn't accomplish it.
Rats?
Well, all right then.
Yeah, rats. Doing a purge, bro. Oh,
I'm doing a recon.
No.
That's bad. So 3 danger dices. And we have 8 success, minus 2 because of you.
Mm-hmm.
What's their...
Minus 2, so it's like... rats have 35.
So minus 1. So minus 3 success. So we're rolling 5 and 5 success chance and 4 danger dice? Ooh. Somebody else roll. Alright, that's fine. Here's the success chance. I'm going to roll them separately. So it's going to be easier to keep track of. So this is if we succeed.
Succeed.
Hey. And now we're rolling your danger dice. This is if we lose our team.
The danger dice.
They're fucking dead.
They are dead.
Oh, no way, man.
I mean, that's par for the course.
Which team was it?
Not the apes. What's the other one? The reptiles?
Yeah, the reptiles. The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Rolling Stones died.
Shit.
While trying to assassinate some rats.
At least they did. At least they assassinated the rats. They didn't die for nothing.
Okay, well, do what needs to be done for the purge.
It's going to be interesting when we get back and find that the rats have decided to start a war with the reptiles, too.
Shit. So, purge. That's 1d6 insurgency. Roll d6.
Oh, and a d6? Okay. Like an actual d6?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. 4.
So, we raise insurgency by 4. Population, roll a d6.
D6 rolled. That's a 3.
3, so 4 minus 3 populations. Let's go back to the rats. So insurgency is at 9. They're only at 217 population. They're about to be extinct. Watcher capacity is 1d6 as well.
Am I rolling that? No.
Yeah.
I roll am? It. Okay. 2. I'm sorry, I suck. Literally the worst.
Now, how many reptiles do we lose when we lose our team?
Do
they not count as our population?
I don't think they count as population.
Yeah, it's not counted as population. I guess population is mostly just the people living there. They don't count like the people in and out.
So what was it? The watchers' capacity go down by 2?
Yeah.
Okay. And
they're at 85.
There.
You know whose population doesn't go down? The moose population. We're hard to find.
They don't really do anything either.
You don't have a place that you guys live at, so you guys don't actually have a population.
Hey.
To go down, but yeah, sure.
Don't shame my nomadic lifestyle.
All right, what's happening at the reptiles?
Well, the rest of them are just recons and one infiltration, and I already lowered the capacity for it. So there's
82.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if you go below 80, you actually lose stuff.
Yep.
So close.
Okay, so that done. So, let's see, where were we? You guys were approaching the cats, weren't you? The last thing.
Do we actually get to, or were we too busy breaking each other's legs and like getting shot by drones?
Well, you took a 3-day trip going what could have been a 1-day journey.
And we ate a lot.
And you ate everything you had.
I think I got some potions.
I think I have stuff left.
Yeah, well, you ate a lot of food at least. Yep. I think you had to share quite a lot of food.
Yes. Oh, I still have 6 left. But I had like 10 or 12 or something like that.
Okay. Let's see. Going to rewind a little bit, like...
Yes, please.
Half an hour. Or maybe since Ree wasn't here last time, does someone want to just do a quick what happened last session? There wasn't much.
We got attacked by Watchers and we almost got wiped. That's about it. We're like out of food and approaching the cat habitat.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Oh yeah, and you shot a drone. You shot a drone.
Yeah, I know. At least we have my guns to keep me company and protect my other guns. And yeah, and Barbossa is near, so I'm like eyeing Barbossa the entire trip. I'm not saying anything because I realize that it makes her nervous, but I'm looking at her because, you know, we're going to get married or whatever it is that those animals do.
So instead of talking, you're being a creep?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, you want to do that as creepy as possible.
Do you like things?
I think I can't speak for 2 days again, like for a change.
Until next time you try and do something.
Yeah.
Okay, so we rewind like half an hour before you see the cat's little cabin village.
Cats. Oh.
When anyone who might be keeping an eye on if anything is coming close want to roll scout?
Yeah, I can do that.
I can do that.
Nice success there. Nice. Very good. Very good eyes.
Nice.
One success.
I mean, I can roll.
if you want.
Yeah.
Sure. If you like it.
But you already see him is sitting right next to you, so...
Do what you want. I mean, I'm not a cop.
Is everyone done rolling? Those who want to roll?
Yeah, I don't want to roll.
Okay. You hear a number of trampling feet coming, walking towards you. They're not really trying to hide, but they're just walking.
Okay, so multiple...
Yep, multiple feet.
People. Okay, so we don't know what race they are?
Nope.
It's not a foot, it's feet.
Whoa, why you gotta bring race into this, bro? Come on.
Do they alarm the rest of us, or are they just gonna...
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Okay, stop, there's something coming our way.
I mean, why does it have to be feet? Why can't it be meters?
That would make more sense.
Alright, so I stop the group and I look out, see what's happening.
You tired? Is your little leg hurting you?
It's
speak. Not, I just remembered.
Isn't he good? Wasn't he good by the end of our little trek? Or who was supposed to be good by the end of it? I think just me with my wrist and someone else, right, was supposed to be perfectly fine by the time we got to the cats?
Yep.
Over and out of the cats, yes. Yep.
Oh, right. Am I still unable to get animal points?
Yeah.
Feral points.
I don't remember how many days it was.
For a while.
It was a few days at least. I don't remember how many.
Okay, check the log. Just look for d6s that you randomly rolled for some reason somewhere.
You rolled two on a d6 a while ago.
The last roll, I think.
No, that
three. I think that it's 3. I can check.
But he should be good by the time we actually make it to the cats. Okay. And my wrist was, I believe, also only 3 days, so we should be fine.
Yeah, it's just the knee that will take a bit longer.
Yeah, I have 5 days left for my knee.
And what was it on Crosby's not being able again. To talk?
That's fine, just until we get to the cats.
Okay, so we're all good aside from the knee, okay.
I mean, if we're going to hobble it, we're going to hit the other one.
Okay, so, do you guys do anything, or do you just stop?
Well, Cahoon said he's checking it out. He's trying to see who's actually coming our way.
Yeah,
or we're apparently hiding.
Yeah, I'm escorting Cahoon, so...
Are they close now, or would the people or the person that's coming?
They are coming straight towards you.
It's probably cats. They're on the lookout for rats.
You can hear voices.
Is what I would say, but I really I say...
You hear voices. A little hard
what
to
kind guess. Of voices?
It's hard to see what they're saying, but they sound excited. Like excited and happy.
So the
spider monkeys. They've come back.
I hide my gun behind my back. I don't show it, but it's still in my hand.
Yeah, I don't bring out my sling, but I'm gonna get ready to attack if for some reason they're hostile.
Happy hostile people.
Yes.
The worst guy.
Maybe they are super happy to kill us.
Oh my, we're gonna kill him! Can't wait to wear his face! My nutsack!
Howdy, neighbor. Prepare to die.
All right, we'll wait for them.
After a little while, you see a number of rats coming marching along.
Oh, motherfucker. I'm pulling out my scissors. I'm going to kill some rats.
Number, like, how many rats?
7 rats.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot that are going to die today.
And as you see them as they approach, they look kind of excited and just talking among themselves. And...
carrying Sean's character beat up.
Nope. But they do. They are carrying a cat.
Is like, it dead?
No, it's one of those classic tied to a stick and they like they're carrying on their shoulders.
Did they seem to notice us?
Yeah, for a moment they kind of stop and become quiet and then look at you for a little bit and then they keep going once they've spotted you guys.
Wait, the cat? Do they have an unconscious cat?
Yeah.
Yep. Where you don't know if it's unconscious, but it's tied to a stick that they're carrying.
Does one of them look pretty tough for the leader?
Yeah. He's slightly bigger than the other, and he's walking in front.
I'm going to measure enemy.
Okay.
I'm going to glare at him.
Good plan.
2 success, so I should be able to know what his strongest stats is.
His strongest attribute is strength, though it's tied with another one. And his best skill is fight.
Of course it is. It always is.
Do I have is the second one? Let's see. I kind of forgot how the ability works.
With the extra success?
Yeah. Do I give a point of doubt or...
I don't remember.
How many talents? I really like how PDF are really efficient ways of reading documents. Like I like seeing the background and the text load in and the pictures. Yeah. I feel that in 2017 that's really appropriate that to still have like...
It's just like reading a book.
Yeah, it's just like reading a book that's slowly appearing before your eyes and that you can't quickly skim through because everything needs to load in a very slow manner.
Hold on, I gotta get this picture of a frog person here first, or we can go to the next page.
Alright, measure enemy.
You know what? Tolkien's gonna just grab his walking stick and hobble over there, his seer staff. And
I'm gonna get
shouting,
plus one
beware,
against him.
Beware, because, yeah, I wanna harass them.
So you're saying you're going towards the rats?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go talk to them.
Yeah,
he's
I'm going
a mad
with him.
Seer.
Okay. So we have one mumbling, grumbling wolverine and a moose walking towards them. They stop.
I'm going to spend a point of hunting instinct. So if I have to, because he's becoming my prey slowly, the leader of.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't go for feral. I don't go feral.
Good thing for once. Okay, so you approach them and they kind of just stop and all of them have quietened down. Leader's just standing there waiting in front of them, waiting for you to do anything because you approached them.
I am the Seer Tolkien 12 and I demand that you release that cat. It is imperative.
Why? It's our. He's ours.
A dark fate approaches you and yours if you do not release him. You will not make it back to your habitat.
I start to growl, and I pull out my machete scissors, and I go...
I pull out my gun, and I, you know, reload it.
Machetes and I put
really, it's generally a prophetic vision, but in this case, it's not. I demand that you release him.
So the rats holding the cat, they just drop him. It just falls to the ground. And all of them pull out their spears and little machetes. The ones with spears, they actually had them in their hand, walking with them.
And I'm just in the back, and I'm like, oh, come on, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I'm really
We just beat a whole bunch of cats.
Come on, you apes, do you want to live forever? Everyone fights and no one runs.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Is the leader within reach?
Yeah, you guys walked up to him before you became aggressive, so.
I'm gonna slice him with some machete scissors. Fuck him.
Rat leader Joey would like to battle.
Yeah. How much do I have time to get an action before initiative?
Well, they are ready spoiled. To fight. So.
Okay, so I guess we all roll initiative.
Rat leader Joey is in the top 1%. No, okay. That's about fair. That's about fair. That's how could I normally roll.
You have three additions. Okay.
What?
I'm rolling your initiative.
Yeah, am I there?
Nope.
Oh, no, you're not. No. Why am I rolling
for you? Why are you rolling for me?
At events.
Rat leader Joey likes shorts.
What? Man, these games have gone downhill.
The second I was a part of it, it went downhill.
I'm sorry. I just keep on thinking of Trainer Joey now and his ratatata.
Exactly.
Hey guys, no Pokemon.
Okay, so we have Crosby coming in first.
I'm gonna cut him.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, I'm gonna snip him a bit, a little tiny bit.
Well, just the tip.
Yeah, just the tip. So I'm gonna use my. Let's see, I have 2 in fight, plus 2 because I got plus 1 because of my instinct, and plus 1 because of measure enemy. That's
Damn,
4.
Son.
And I got 4 in strength, so that's 4. And then my shears, which are actually 2 machetes, give me 2.
Double machete.
And I roll not 1 success.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna push it again.
And nice. Now you have 3 successes.
So I'm gonna push it again. Now I have 4 success. I take 1 damage and I get 1 feral point back. Oh, and I gain 2 from there. Guess I'm always full of feral points. Just that kind of guy.
Okay.
Okay. So I do 2 damage, and then because of the machete base damage, and I do 3 more damage. It'll be 5 if you're still counting with us.
No, I'm
ladies
just,
and gentlemen.
Right.
That's 5 for the people.
5.
So you 5. Will take him down. How do you do it? How do you killulate him?
Oh, can we not just have a roll trauma sheet? Because that's kind of funny.
Murderize him.
Like, is this my arm?
Sure, if you want.
Scissors.
But when you killulate him.
Can you roll trauma just so I be inspired in what actually happens?
Yeah, roll the 2d6s. Go for it.
Should I roll it? Can you roll it, Clays?
I feel free to roll it, and I'll just...
Fine. Guess. Roll 2d6.
2d6.
Yep.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Oh!
64. Severed jugular.
Yep.
So I just cut him in the neck. Like, damn, son! Bursting blood. Oh.
Just I got think that send the rest.
It was like, uncheck aggression for 1 small second, and I just go back to a more casual pose.
Fucking Scissorman over here, man.
Just a little snip in the neck. He's
just
like,
just a little snip. Just,
I have died.
It's just a little...
Is it like a small cut, or are you nearly cutting his head off?
Well, it looks like a small cut, but when he falls down, his head kind of rolls off.
There's a lot of blood.
Yeah. he remains alive for quite a while. Oh. Throughout the fight, he's going to just be going like...
If those just, vertebrae like, weren't there,
blood everywhere.
The head would be
it
awful.
Is both cruel and unusual.
Okay, Barb.
Barb, try to heal him. He's dying over there.
Yeah, sure. Let's try and heal him now.
are you running up to the front?
Which part?
No, I'm not.
Are you healing his head or the corpse? You have to choose which part.
See, the real
I want to throw a rock.
Is that okay. Barb is worse than
so
Crosby.
Are you throwing a rock at a random rat?
At
yeah,
Crosby,
yeah,
like,
rat.
You meanie!
You big bully!
Yeah, so I'll throw a rock at a random rat.
Okay.
How could you?
Shoot.
One skilled.
3.
Does the sling give gear dice?
It's a sling?
Yeah.
Slings give plus one.
Okay. So one success. That's good enough, I feel, right?
Okay, one damage.
Yeah. Throw a rock at that guy.
Nice.
Let's say that's rat one then. Okay. Next we have.
After this attack, they're not running.
Well, we're still in like
not
the first.
Not their turn, so.
We're still in the first like brief second. Cahoon.
Yes. Well, I didn't approach them. I stayed back. So how far am I from there?
Well, not that far. You would be. What are they called?
Can I walk?
I didn't move
can
forward
I walk
either,
them and
so
attack
I'm pretty
them?
Sure. I'm pretty sure you should be like at range like I am to throw rocks or whatever at them.
No, but if I want to attack melee, how far am I? Can I just go to them and attack, or do I have to use the?
I think we're in near. Are we in near range?
Well, I stayed back. I didn't approach.
So in your close range. So if you're in close range, you actually need fleet footed because you're too far.
Yeah, you're in close range.
Bring back some more comp.
So that means, can I walk to them and attack in the same round?
You can use one maneuver to get one closer. So you could get to close, but that's not melee range. Will.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to use one fleet-footed point that I can get from long distance to arm's length and attack
roll a D6.
In the same turn.
Let's see if you go D6. Feral.
You just run away, you just start running and just keep running.
Oh,
that's bad.
Roll another d6, please.
Okay, five. I don't know what five is.
You can't use... You lose all fair points, I believe, and you become human? Isn't that...
That's what happened to me when I got a five.
Oh, damn it.
For, what is it, 1d6 days?
So that's what it is?
So roll another d6.
Trying to check. Your animal sides is completely suppressed, and your human side takes over. This means you lose all your FP and are unable to gain more. You can push as usual, but won't gain any FP. You cannot use the dominate skills. The effect lasts d6 days.
So one day. So did I still use my fleet-footed ability?
Yeah.
Yeah, it still happened.
Okay, yep. So I can attack?
Yep.
All right, are you using the club I made you?
Yes.
That I didn't break yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, you should have made a club out of the stick we found last game that Clay's just randomly told us about.
So I'm not going to push, and I have 3 success.
Okay.
What's the damage on the club, too?
2, yeah.
What do you do with your other 2 successes?
So what are the options?
You do 2 damage, and you can do either 2 points of fatigue, 2 points of damage. You can knock them over.
Well, did the first... I was attacking the one that he attacked with the sling. So he did 1 damage.
If you do 4 damage, you're taking him out for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I'm going to do 4 damage and take him out.
Okay, so all successes just into pure damage.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, Sean, can you roll 2d6, please?
At the same time?
Yeah. So 44.
Sean is your dice bitch.
My ice bitch?
Dice. So what?
Oh, dice bitch, yeah, dice definitely. Bitch.
Sure, whatever.
No,
better
no,
than being
not,
his real
not.
Bitch.
Trying to find the goddamn page. Wait a second. The text has to load.
If you like a citizenship in Canada, I would be your dice bitch any day.
Yeah, almost there. Oh, I was there. And there's something in the way.
Like a weird...
So, damaged kidney. So his kidney explodes and it poisons him. He's like, ah!
I just put this spike web. I just...
This is the slow death!
Just no one smashed his kidney, it bursts in him. Just bleeding internally.
Yeah. So you swing the... What was it? The club did have like metal bits in it and... Or...
Yeah, it's a spiked club. So okay. I just swipe at this stomach... And I after that I'm just gonna jump back like just one space or whatever.
Well, you've already done so. You're stuck there in melee range with them.
Okay, well he's dead. So, but there are probably more of them close by.
Yep, there's 5 more rats.
Not for long.
Concrete.
All right.
I said I'm gonna kill me.
What
some
do I
rat.
Need to roll? This is my and first I attack, I think, this entire campaign.
What are you doing?
Pull out your gun, bro.
So basically, I want to shoot somebody in the face with the last bullet that I have.
Yeah.
So worth and it. I think it'll be fine to blast a rat's face up in the air. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So agility and shoot.
Pull out my gun.
Well, you said you had your gun behind your back, so.
Yeah, so I just pull it, you know, aim it really good, and I'm pulling the trigger, which means rolling agility plus shoot, or shoot yes. plus agility.
And don't remember the gear dice
from the gear.
I have a question, actually. Does it change something that I have mutation? Can I use my mutation, or I lose my mutation too?
You can still use your mutation.
Okay, so do I still have half my points, or how does it work?
No, you don't have any feral points.
And so I can still use my mutation, but I don't have mutation points.
Oh, that's bad.
Exactly.
That's bad, man.
That's really, really bad. I don't know why I always rolled so low.
You should roll 20. That.
I think I'm going to push that, you know?
Are you really? Because that's going to give a point of damage to your gun, which we're not going to be able to repair.
Yeah, I'd worry about that gun, though.
Listen, I'm really horny about blasting his face. You know, I don't know why.
Just really want to show off for the fucking ape.
I think it's the lack of attention that I'm getting from Barbossa. It's just compensating it with a gun, you know.
So frigid. You have one chance out of six to completely destroy your gun. So I'm just saying.
I hope she notice me.
That shit, you know. No pain, no gain.
I like it. I like it.
I really like it.
Oh my god.
Wow. Barbossa is so impressed, you have no idea.
Okay, so.
Oh, wow.
So what happened to his face?
You fire a bullet and you just throw the gun at the guy after that?
Exactly.
What does the gun have for damage? Does it have two or three?
Two.
Two, and then you have one more success to do something with it?
I can't use this other success to save the gun, right?
Nope.
And I can add this additional success to basically make his head explode.
You can do one more damage if you want.
It's one more damage or knock him on the ground.
Basically, what I would love to happen is that all the goo from his brain will fly on that cat.
Well, does it kill him?
Unfortunately, you don't kill him.
Crap.
You might get some blood on the cat, but that'll be about it.
I want to cover that cat with some blood goo.
That is some obsession there.
For a second,
there.
I thought he was going to be like, I want to cover Barbossa in blood goo. And I was like, please, no.
It's going to make her go ape shit.
So that's what I'm doing.
You fire, there's a bang, and then it goes cling, and then the slide of the gun goes flying.
It just flies off. Just slaps Barbossa in the face.
Ow!
Ow! Just go, ow.
And, well, the gun is completely broken. It's used for spare parts now. So you're standing with like half a gun in your hand now.
Oh, crap. I look at it and my heart is broken.
Roll for which half of the gun he gets to keep.
Well, it's the bottom half he gets to keep.
Nice. You got the best half.
The best half. The gun, the trigger action.
You got the butt. You got the butt of the gun.
I love butts.
We know.
You say that while looking as
and you can't lie about it.
Okay, so.
Spurs can't deny.
Next round, I won't be that nice to the other rat if he'll still be alive. I'll just mutilate his body like that. That's for the gun. By the way, the name of the gun is Lucille. So, yeah. Lucille is dead now.
Now it's only Lucy.
Yeah. And somebody needs to pay.
Now it's rat time.
Like the actual cost.
But yeah, to repair it.
We have... there's one rat on each and every one of you.
That's sweet.
That's not good. I only have one point.
Though two of them are running forward. The one going for concrete and... Barbossa are running towards you, but they don't get there. The one that concrete shot, he starts digging himself down into the ground. So we have one attacking Crosby.
Go ahead. Try me.
It didn't really do much.
Try me, bro. See what happens. See what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
We have one going for Tolkien, and he hits him.
Who's yours?
Of course he does. Tolkien goes down. Wait, yeah, Tolkien goes down again.
Two damage.
You know what they say, Tolkien goes down.
Okay, so what is the two roll for,
I'll get it.
Do you really have to roll trauma dice?
You are critical? Okay.
You're broken?
Because I only had one health. Like, the food I was eating on our trip here was entirely just to not take damage.
Okay.
Wait, you're broken?
Yep.
Yes.
It's broken by damage.
That's right, because you're human.
I had extra food. Anyway, it's too late now.
Okay.
Too late. You die now.
1d6 after another, or roll 2d6.
54, busted intestines. Yes. Sorry. Lethal, yes. you got d6 to get ill, or you're going to die.
Oh, no. D6, how many? D6, what? Days? Hours?
Yeah, hours. You suffer one rot point per hour until healed. Oh, and the healing time is 2d6.
Ouch. He just goes in and swings a machete right like in the middle of you. Chanks you in the gut with this machete.
I thought they had spear.
Some of them have spear, some of them have machete.
It's a machete spear, alright? It's a polearm. tied a machete to a stick.
If there's a longer range, I'm not going to get hit by my enemy.
Okay.
Never bring a moose to a rat fight.
True.
Okay.
You know, that old saying.
So how much do I take every turn until I get...
One rot point. It's
hour.
Not per turn, it's per
one
hour.
One rot point per hour,
I'll
wasn't
heal
it?
You with that before that.
One per hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, rot point.
Yeah.
You're going to die from radioactive.
Well, he's going to die with the first hour anyway. So after 1 hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I rolled a one.
Don't you have to roll 2d6 to know...
You're going to die in 1 hour?
Cool. If we don't. Well, yep. The fight's not going to last 1 hour.
All right, you should start making a new character.
I was planning on it. I've been thinking about this cool turtle.
Really looking forward.
He's like,
to...
I already got the sheet written.
I was really looking forward to dying like a punk.
Kind of hoped I went out cooler, but you know, fuck it. Died bleeding to rats. It's fine. In the dirt.
Okay. I think that's all of them that can actually attack. No, we have Cahoon as well. Cahoon.
Yeah.
I just thought normally you're at range, but this time you ran in.
Well, I had the feral points to use, so animal points. I was like, I might as well.
Okay, so that's 2 damage to you.
Okay.
And knocked down.
Okay. So what does it mean, knocked down?
You need to spend your maneuver getting up.
Okay, so I cannot move next turn. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, Tolkien would have had this time now, but since he's broken, he can, like... not really do anything. He can speak and crawl.
I'll hold my flesh flaps together.
Gross. That's gross.
Maybe hope that the blood doesn't come out more.
This is our grossest adventure.
Compared to, you know.
And we're back to Crosby then.
Well, now I'm mad. So I'm going to drop the machete. I'm gonna put
why do you even carry those machetes? I hardly ever use them.
I'm gonna grab the other guy and do a fight roll.
The guy who hit Tolkien?
If I can reach him, yeah.
Yeah, Tolkien was right next to you, so.
Yeah, I'm getting nor to get it's failing at hitting me, and I'm gonna grab the other one.
And I'm going to fight at him.
Okay.
I will wrestle at him.
Wrestle at him. Ah.
And I'm going to spend 4 points of Predator on that and tear into pieces.
Okay. Roll some dice then.
Is that all right? Can you like do that?
Fine. You're dead.
Woo!
So I'm going to start tearing to pieces, like grab up and pretty much start ripping out an arm, start beating him to death with it. Just tear him to pieces.
He's quite dead.
Yeah.
So there are 4 left now, right?
Yeah, start pulling his intestines out.
Get replacement ones for Tolkien.
Yeah. I'm going to start shoving them in Tolkien. You're going to be okay, little buddy. You're going to be okay. Here's some new set of intestines.
He's such a giver.
That's how it works. That's how it works, Marcus, right?
Stop it. You're kidding me.
Sepsis.
Okay, Barb?
Well, I got to go do a heal check, right? On.
You have to go at least towards... There is a rat running towards you, though.
Oh, I don't like that.
Just
dominate. I don't like it either.
Just go like... scare him off.
You had jumper, though, didn't you? If you want to move.
Throw,
pass them and
throw some poo at him, quick.
By the way, I'm one damage away from being physically broken again.
God, fucking damn it.
Oh, no.
Quick, throw some poo. Come on.
GM, what are they all look like warriors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A raiding party.
I have, like, no feral points on this character yet. Cool. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't sound right.
You get feral points every session.
Yeah, so I should have at least, like, two, right?
Pool. You should have pool.
Alas, I did not because of my humanity. Otherwise, I would have used it for...
And then I'm pretty sure I've hit myself, like, a few times, and that should have gained a feral point, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to say I have at least three. I don't know why I have zero listed. I guess I didn't mark them. Okay. I was thinking, with three, that's not enough to warrant using warning call. To try and give them all doubt or something. Man, I don't have anything good. I'm not a fighter character. I think my best bet is just to heal up Tolkien and, you know, get hit in the face or something. So you're saying I have to jump her over this rat?
You are at near distance, so normally you couldn't, on foot, you couldn't reach him.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think jumper allows you to move like two distances, doesn't it?
Let me read.
Well, it's 30 feet if you use jump.
Yeah, or 15 feet into the air.
In the air, it won't reach you.
It says that you can, with one FP, jump forward to an enemy at a short distance and fight in the same turn. The jump replaces your maneuver.
Yep, you are a short distance away from. So, well, since it says you can fight, I suspect you could try and. Do a heal check as well.
Okay. Is that really the best bet, though? Like, do I want to be trying to heal a moose and get slapped in the back with a machete stick?
And remember, that is pretty much the front line as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to die in combat unless, for whatever reason, one of them decides to go over there and, like, murder him. Which would be really unfortunate, but then I couldn't do anything anyways.
Man, it's gonna suck if we go to the cat habitat and find out they're the worst people in the world, and that's why the rats are hunting them.
They're all just super shitheads?
Like, yeah.
They're walking around in brown uniforms with armbands and...
Alright, so I'm just gonna, instead of trying to get straight to Tolkien right now, I'm gonna worry about... These rats' running. Numbers, yeah. So I'm just gonna throw another rock at him.
The guy running towards you?
Yeah.
It's not the same one that you threw a rock at last time.
Okay, no problem. That's fine with me. I don't have a rat rock bias.
The one you threw a rat at last time is dead.
Cool.
Nope, that one isn't dead. Oh, yeah?
Is he?
That was the one the Cahoon went for.
Mm. Oh, he's not dead?
No, but the one that he threw the rock at, it's the one that I killed.
Oh, yeah, you killed him, yeah. That one is the one who got shot.
Alright, here we go.
You're still alive.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. I need the feral point anyway. I'm gonna push it. Fuck it. I don't care.
No, but you made the heal check. No, isn't it like the only heal check that you can make?
No.
That wasn't the heal check.
I was trying to throw a rock.
Oh, okay. I thought you checked it.
So I'll take one on that and gain a feral point.
No, Tolkien will be fine.
He'll be fine for this encounter unless for some reason they decide that they really want to murder him.
Okay, so you did not hit him.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That's fine. I guess I, you know, was too scared when a rat's running at me since I'm, you know, not used to this fighting lifestyle.
Cahoon.
Well, the other rat is in front of me, so I'm going to try to attack him again and try not to die. And I only have one strength left now, so that's not great.
Good old try not to die strat.
Okay, so I can hit him for one. So it's two damage, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I do that. Just swing at him. I guess he's holding his spear or machete or something. I'm trying to hit his arm.
Mm-hmm. So you just smack him. It's not quite close enough to hit him in like the body, but you hit him in the arm.
Yeah, well, if he can, I don't know if it could happen, but if it makes him drop his weapon or something.
Well, that is something you can spend extra successes on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah.
Roy is on the phone.
By the way, you can knock yourself unconscious. Is that your fight roll?
Yes.
So you can't knock yourself unconscious since you already have success. If you push it, you can get out. You can wound your weapon. Like, there's no reason for you not to push it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because you already rolled it.
I didn't realize that. Yes, you are right. You're correct. So I'm going to push.
It's fine. I can repair it.
Yeah, it's okay. So my weapon has one damage now.
Mm-hmm. Means it has one less bonus when you fight with it.
Yep.
Okay. I guess we'll just hop over concrete then for now. And it's a few rats time now. So let's start with...
There's like five left?
Four left, and two of them are damaged.
Four left. Was another one killed?
One's in the ground. Remember it burrowed?
Yeah, one is underground. One you killed and one Cahoon killed.
Oh, he's running away?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think he's going towards concrete.
He dug down, but so you don't really know which direction he's going. But we have one that's going to reach Barbossa now.
Glory wipe. That would be a perfect moment for Sean's character to arrive and be like, I come for reinforcement. It's like, oh, cool, what can you do? I can heal. Oh, great.
Well, he doesn't really do much.
Pray.
He just flails his spear around at you in your general direction.
It's six dice, isn't it? It's terrible. It's just garbage.
Seven dice. let's see, what else? That was that one. That one is down there. And then we have one for Cahoon and one for Crosby.
If I take one more damage, I'm going to be physically broken again. It's going to be great.
Let's hope it's for the last time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope it's the other knee. Yep.
No, that was for Crosby.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to use small before I roll my armor?
We can check.
It makes sense because that one is for...
Small, you are short and thin and very agile. You can activate this power I know when an enemy works. Succeeds in a roll.
Okay.
No, it's when they succeed.
Have... So. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's right, so, yeah. I forgot. I have something that I took if I'm being attacked, but if I defend. But I did not defend, but anyway. Next time if I defend, I have plus two.
Yeah, you're better off doing that.
Okay.
But I already attacked this round, so I cannot defend.
And I go feral.
Well, you roll and see what happens.
Can I roll a six for once? No. No, I can't.
And that three is...
Oh, I don't have the one. Let me see. I'm almost there. Three is you temporarily lose your capacity for coherent logical thinking. That means you lose the ability to speak as outlined in four. Oh, what else is new? Okay, so I still can't... I'm still... So I remain the same, pretty much. Just four.
You just prolong the duration of it.
Yeah, for another day.
Okay, so not too bad. But he doesn't hit you then?
No.
Okay. And then we're going for Cahoon then.
Yes.
Yay. One little hit.
Yep. So it's damage, right?
Two damage.
All right, so I'm broken.
Okay. 2d6 then?
Yes, I'm going to roll it. It's okay.
Got this, don't worry.
So 63.
Ow.
Oh, you're dead.
Ooh. That's the juggler.
Oh, damn it.
No, Cahoon.
1d6 minutes. It's
oh, shit.
There's one worse than that. 1 minute and one is rounds.
What? So I have to roll 1d6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for minutes.
Yeah, and roll high. 6 minutes. So you're going to die in 6 minutes.
If you had rolled 64 instead of 63, it would have been 6 turns instead of 6.
All right, so I'll have to jump over to kill him.
6 minutes is better.
It's better than 1 minute.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Damn it.
Dude, at least you're going before me.
Yeah, that's
a
small comfort. Small blessings. Silver outline.
I lived longer than you.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Basically, this rat just swings his machete at you.
I'm gonna win the contest of like who dies first, right? So I won.
So he swings his machete at you, like right towards your head. You move back to try and avoid it, and almost you think you get it, but then you feel your neck, and his
swing
just
kind of warm. It feels like you're choking.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And you're like drowning, but you're not in water. Why are you drowning?
Drowning in my own blood.
Okay.
That's horrifying.
And then we can include Sean in the whole thing now.
Now oh, is it Sean?
Huh?
Is it Sean?
No, no, it's not Sean that's on okay. the stick.
He's going to be like, bum, ba, dum, ba, dum, I'm a healer.
It was me all along.
He's like, oh no. He starts to heal the rats. It's like, why are you doing this? Did you...
I'm a healer. The Hippocratic Oath.
Basically, there was a hunting party of cats that was out trying to get some food that was ambushed by a rat raiding party. It was four of them. Two of them were killed instantly. One managed to get away back to the cabin village and informed you. So it's you and a group of cats are out. First, you went to where they were ambushed. You noticed there were only two mm-hmm. there, and one was missing. So you were pursuing this rat raiding party, trying to okay. catch up and free.
I believe it's called a rat pack.
To free your like. Your fellow cat from being yep. captive.
Okay, cute.
So that's what we're doing.
And you right hear now. This commotion ahead
oh,
of
no,
you.
A commotion.
Yes.
Let's see what's happening.
So you will start at long range and just give me a D6 plus your agility. So we'll shove you in on the initiative tracker.
Oh, okay. So a D6 plus my agility number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 4. Yeah. I'm too far away from the keyboard to type it into the chat, so just using it to actualize.
So you rolled a 4, or is it 4
total? I got a 4 total. Yeah, I rolled a 1, and I have an agility of 3.
So, basically, it's your turn, then. Cause
my turn?
Yep.
Okay.
You were at shared last point with the rats.
Okay, so I'm coming onto the scene, and I'm observing, if I'm not mistaken, what state are the rats in now again? Like, whole
well,
getting fucked?
It's not looking good for the rats. There's
That's fine, you know.
Not looking good for anyone, actually.
No, it's yeah, exactly. pretty much a massive affair.
Okay, well, enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, yeah, first thing I do is I go and check on the cat. That was
hogtied. So you run closer?
Yeah.
You probably won't get there this turn, but
okay.
You move up closer.
Yeah. I'm running to the cat, so
you have 3 other Eight. Cats with you.
How many cats? Three others?
Yep. So it's 4 okay. of you.
So I'm like Caesar, you know. As I run over there. I don't know. Something Roman.
the rest of them are running with you.
Okay.
Cats onward.
Okay, Crosby.
I'm gonna run toward the one who's killing Cahoon and tackle him to the ground.
Okay, well that is also like near distance, so because this was all in the like in the melee front line. Everyone except you in the front line is going down.
Okay, well, it means I have to kill faster.
The one that attacked me already took 2 damage, I think.
Yes.
You already took 2 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll deal with that. So, yeah, I'm going to fight him.
Are you going tooth and claw again?
Yeah, well, I can't use tools.
Do you ever know how to use tools?
No, I don't. Do they all look the same?
Kind of racist.
Yeah, they're terrible drivers.
Yeah. Fucking rats.
They're generic rat guards.
Always trying to make a buck.
Just start making stereotypes about.
I'm gonna spend 1 in feral.
Okay.
And hopefully not go feral. I'm gonna do 3 damage. Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, so yeah, he's a goner.
Well, as he just knocked out Cahoon through the jugular, and he's like. Look at you! I'm just gonna arrive behind him.
But
and
you
just
cannot
start...
duck. You cannot duck. So you're just
no. That's a rat saying that at you, okay. Basically.
Oh, okay.
Like as he pretty much hits you in the jugular, and just like like you're messing with the wrong rat. And I arrive behind him, and I put my knee up to his back, and I start pulling on his head, and you hear this crunch.
He just fixed his back.
Yeah. He's like, you heal me. It. No, pull back.
Oh, that feels so good. Oh,
Too far.
You hear his spine crack as I'm pulling with claws and pulling on the skin of his face.
Damn, son, that's stone cold.
Okay. And let him fall dead on the ground.
Okay.
And I'm frantically looking around for something else to kill. That's why I wasn't killing. That's why I didn't want to kill Roy. See what happens? Now I've got a taste for blood. Now I'm going to go kill those cats. Those nice little cats are next because I can't stop killing.
So
ever since he got swallowed by that land shark, he's got, you know, the blood of a land shark in him.
Yeah. Like fucking I'm
He's more land shark than animal now.
Blood of land shark.
There's a tiered system now. It's too much.
Like Charlie Sheen. Just can't stop me.
Barbossa.
Yeah, so I gotta get over to good old Cahoon, right? In time-wise, like, rounds are still, like, seconds, right? Like, they count as, like, some number of seconds, not, like, minutes or anything, right?
Yeah.
So you have time, it's okay, you have, like,
in
5
theory,
minutes.
Like, how many rounds would we have?
Well, it's 6 minutes, so this combat will be long over before that we reach out.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless everyone starts whiffing completely and just start flailing.
Yeah. I don't know about all that, so... Problem is, like, I literally can't do damage because they fucking gimp this character class. If I could throw the goddamn poison potions at people, like, we'd have a different story.
Well, you could try and get away from him. Let someone more suitable for it take care of him.
Yeah, like our good old Crosby there going apeshit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that'd be fine. That'd be very fine. So I think what I'll do, how many of them are left? Aside from Burrowed Guy?
Two. Okay. One that ran towards you and then one left at the front there. And then one buried guy.
Okay. So I don't know anything. I don't know about that buried guy, so I'm not going to waste the FP on it. So I'm going to go ahead and warning call to give them doubt. So I'll spend 2.
Okay.
Then we just roll, what is it for the feral thingies? What do they roll off of? Just a d6?
Just d6.
Of course.
Number of d6 equal to the amount of points you spend.
Okay. There you go. Double fives.
No problem.
Alright, so I give them each a point of doubt.
Okay.
And then I want to move away from this guy, so I want to keep backpedaling after I yell at him.
The problem is he can move as quickly as you can.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just trying to inching him away. We see the cats, right?
Yeah, they're coming from the direction the rats came from.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So if you're moving back, you're moving away from them.
Yeah, I don't want to do that then. I'll keep having them trying to chase me though, so I'll move towards them. I guess which puts me closer to stuff, but I mean it keeps him close to Crosby for the taking care of.
Yep, Crosby is also in that direction.
Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, I'll move
just
that way.
Lure them to Crosby and we'll kill all of them.
Pretty much.
Get them into the murder machine.
Good lord.
Cover your eyes, there's so much blood.
Okay.
Not because it's horrifying, just sanitary reasons.
Yeah.
So you're back, Rui?
I'm back.
Okay. It's your turn.
So I don't have my gun with me, and I guess a few rats.
You have half your gun left. There's
so I put this half of a gun somewhere, and I pull out very shiny stun baton.
There is one rat fairly close to you that's been trying to stab Barbossa, and then there's another rat.
I wonder who's going to try to protect.
Close to Crosby and Tolkien.
I don't give a fuck about
Cahoon.
Crosby. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about them. Barbossa is like, should be rescued immediately.
I'm going to change Buddy. Do you mind? I think I'm going to change Buddy.
We'll talk about that later. Right now, I need to save my princess. So
your hairy princess.
What can I do about it? Exactly. What can I do about it? So I need to... I don't have a fight. So
it's just pure strength then?
It's just pure strength. Not that I have any, but I'll just do that.
And potential gear bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, crap. I'm going to push this motherfucker. Oh, no.
Did you just break your weapon no, no, into no. yourself?
No, it's not broken, but it's half broken.
It's damaged.
I just hit the ground with it.
Did you just fall and tase yourself?
No, no.
Yeah, I think that's what I did. I just swallowed it.
You just stroke someone with the stump, but don't forget to turn it on. Just like,
yeah,
gently stroked its fur.
Listen, the roll 20 die, they're evil.
The cruel and
I think I need to sacrifice something for the dive gods.
Yeah, but wait, no, you can't.
Okay. Yes, I did.
So then Cahoon, no. Who's next here? Sean. There's so many crossed over people here in this.
Yeah, well, same as last turn where
you can reach
the cat as first priority checking team. Yeah. Or is there any immediate threat to the cat, him or herself?
He is unconscious.
Okay.
And well, he's been beaten, but there doesn't seem if you roll a heal check for me.
Okay. And I direct the other cats to take care of the stragglers.
Yeah, they are already on it. They know you're the healer. But
okay.
Two
and then five instinct. No gear. One success. No, I wasn't planning on pushing.
Okay, well, most of all, this cat needs rest.
Okay.
But there's nothing life-threatening going on right now.
All right. Just put a little pillow under his head.
There blankie. You go, buddy.
Just rest in its body.
Yeah. I tuck him in.
His
rifle for his pocket.
Yeah. Take his wallet.
Okay, so what do we have left here? We have one buried rat, one that's in the back, and then one healthy rat up front.
So the cats are last in the initiative, or?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, the one who went for Barbosa is now going for concrete instead, because the guy tried to hit him while the ape is running away.
All right. Bring it on. Fuck.
Two damage.
Do I have armor? You don't have armor or skills that let
Does our scrapman have armor?
I have a motorcycle helmet.
It's armor. Three armor, I think.
Yep.
It's got a 4 rating.
Okay, so roll 4 gear dice.
Yep, 4 gear dice.
And that's it? Just 4 skill?
And yep, success
4 gear dice. That...
Ow.
Well, that helmet sucks. Just got caved.
That happened.
Well, you only take 1 damage. That's
yeah, you take 1 damage. But
your helmet took 3 damage.
You're being a jinx with all your gear now, aren't you?
Yes, yes. That's what happens when I don't have any sex with apes, basically. my lucky charm wears off, and I need. That's why I need some companionship.
He's gonna come to me after this fight and be like, "I need sexual healing."
Roy, I think you're confused, Roy. This is Mutineer Zero, not Monster Heart.
Oh,
stop sexing it up. There's no sex moves.
So he basically swings his spear and knocks you over your head. It's a pretty hard swing, but your helmet takes the brunt of it, but it still makes you like... It's like if someone... It doesn't. It's not the brutal hit, but you still get very rattled about.
I got disconnected for some reason. Oh, mumble. It's not my day, guys.
Is that the elfy one?
The one that hit him.
Yeah.
That is one of the two healthy ones.
Where do I track the damage?
You. It's to the right. It says damage next to your strain.
Oh, got it. So I mark 1. Got it.
Is that the first time you get damaged?
Yes.
You. Privilege.
Don't even know how to deal with that.
Must be nice living a life with no comfort.
Yeah, must be nice.
Well, basically, I had others.
Some of us can't afford to sacrifice our items.
Okay, that was.
I got a Wazer waffle. I can't even. I don't even remember how to use it. I've gone too blood crazed.
You're always too blood crazed.
That's true. I'm gonna give it to someone else.
Someone
who's not gonna break it.
That is concrete. Then we're.
Someone who's a true buddy.
Yeah, someone who's a true buddy. A true friend.
Then we have Sean.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to guest star Sean. It's just like, what?
What? Guess he never see me again. My buddy is lost.
Oh, but isn't it like the cat's turns?
Yeah, well, yeah, Sean is one of the cats.
But I thought he just went. Anyway, it's okay.
No, we're back. The turns are getting a bit faster now since we have less and less people.
Less
doing
active
things.
People.
Okay, so it is Concrete's turn because it was the rat attacking him. Did he defend with his helmet, or do you need to take a defend action? Or
no, the rat hit him, but the rat and Sean are pretty much on the same.
Concrete already took his turn. He failed with his stun baton. It was like just above.
Okay,
yep. He was before the rats.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's Sean.
Okay, so I've seen that the other cats have started to make their way towards the rats that are left.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, they're kind of just gathering around this one poor rat in the front.
Okay, good. And now that I've seen that, it's there some other people that seem to be involved in the scuffle, so I'm gonna start. Alex is being really distracting right now. I can't think straight. Hold on. So I see these other folks that have been in there, this little scuffle with the rats, and so I'm gonna try and enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. So I'm gonna see if I can start attending to them, see if I can offer any assistance and help. Be like, oh, you guys look like you're in bad shape. Can I help?
Can I help for a fee?
For a small fee, I can help you. No, yeah. See if I can apply some of my healing touch. You know what I'm saying?
You got the touch?
I've got the power.
Clace, can't hear you.
Yeah, you've been silent this whole button. Time.
Oh, I must have been pushing the wrong button.
Oh, no.
You're pressing the delete key. No.
It deleted Win32.
So there is a melee in front of you that's now containing three cats.
Yeah.
A crazed Wolverine.
Okay, keep my distance from the Wolverine.
One poor rat. And there's
fuck the rat.
And there's two... A moose on the ground and a hare on the ground that are both downed.
Okay.
Or like in really poor shape.
If I can assess, they seem to be of an equal poor shape.
Well, the hare is basically trying to hold his throat and there's blood spurting out between his fingers.
Yeah. Worst one gets priority. I'm going to go over there and see if I can try and staunch the bleeding, start doing any sort of emergency.
It's for the best. If I wasn't incapacitated, I wouldn't be having a death vision right now.
of your own death?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe inadvertently.
There I am. I'm dying.
You haven't used any of your death visions, have you?
No, I haven't.
For a little bit.
It's not
No,
bad,
I've never used a death vision, actually, because I was afraid of killing off population.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is there a way to stabilize the hare?
Can you get them?
The rabbit?
It's a heal check.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a heal check.
Okay.
The thing
you just
is,
need like one success.
There's only ever one chance heal chance. You there's only one roll you can roll.
If this roll fails, I have like a 12 to it. If you feel more confident letting me try with the 12, but it's up to you.
You have 12 dices?
Yeah, only for damage base trauma.
I think it's only one roll per person. Yeah.
Is it per person?
Yeah, one roll, but you can push.
No, but it's a one roll per person, as far as I know.
I'm pretty sure you only get one shot at
one opportunity.
But whatever, if the cat is coming to me, he's coming to me. Whatever, it's like metagaming at this point. So
yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that the ape is an healer.
All I know is I see somebody that's about to die that got into a fight
exactly.
With a fucking
rat.
Yeah,
exactly. If you want to go heal me, go ahead. And whatever is gonna happen is gonna happen.
Goddamn rats!
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do this thing.
5 plus 2.
Five instinct, 2 healing. Give me something good.
Oh, he's stabilized.
Yep, that is one success. That's all you need to stabilize him. So he's not dying anymore.
Yay!
He's still broken by harm, but he's not actively dying.
You'll be all right, buddy.
You quickly so fix the jugular.
I look at him and I just give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Gurgle,
I put
gurgle
on my shades and walk away.
Man, I just realized we solved all grub problem for Boone. He's got blended eat now.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. This is dark.
Well, all I want to do is like, I don't know if all I want to do is skin have something some to have an armor, so I could skin a rat.
And you can't rat skin, armor. They're not to work like that.
Okay, so let's see for these.
But I like it. I hope you do it.
These cats, if they make the process the short with the last it. Rat.
Yeah.
So, what was that?
Cats to battle!
The battle cats.
Battle cats!
Cats assemble.
And they form one giant cat.
They have two cats, and then one of the cats gets on their shoulders. Pyramid formation!
All we have is agility. So much of it.
All we have is a highly choreographed dance moves.
Yeah. And matching outfits in different colors.
Yes.
They all do that until somebody throws a ball at them.
They've renamed the hunting class from a hunter to ranger.
So, basically, one of them steps in with a spear, stabs the rat, and the as he's got him on the spear, another one comes in from the side and stabs him with a spear in the neck.
Yeah, stick him like a pig.
And that rat is dead. So...
So they only needed 4 damage to die?
Yep.
So okay. The only one that survived was the one who burrowed away?
There's one, the one at the back there with concrete.
Want to punch him in the face.
So we're back at the top again with Crosby.
How many rats are still alive?
There's one near concrete and Barbosa.
Is there one underground?
And one underground.
All right.
Well, you don't know where he is. So.
I just want my death vision.
I'm going to go to the one to concrete. Can I reach him?
He is at, what's it called? It's called short, so you can't really reach him.
Can't really reach him?
Nope.
What if
can,
I...
Unless you have something to allow you
I
to
do.
Move more.
I'm going to go underground as well.
Okay.
And I'm going to pop out from...
You're going to torpedo him.
Yeah, I'm going to spend another point of feral. I'm going to fully not go feral.
Oh,
I'm actually spending these points this time. I'm fine. I'm going to pop out of the ground just like a fucking land shark. And go like,
you've been inspired. Okay.
I really hope it works. Skill dice.
Hold on to your butts.
I'm going to hold on to his butts.
Oh my goodness.
Base dice 4. And gear dice none. Fuck it, I'm pushing it. Got 2 success, and I'm gonna spend another feral point to add predator to this. And I should probably keep my point. Was he wounded?
No.
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope. Nope.
Alright, I'm gonna give him 1 damage and then wrestle him.
Okay, so you're wrestling him then. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling him underground, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not sharing.
So, do you leap out of the ground and grab him and then start pulling him back, or
you just see these two paws come out of the ground and just pull him underground?
Oh yeah, that was my other suggestion, that you didn't actually even get up.
Leap,
you just pulled him down.
Yeah.
He just disappears in front of concrete's eyes. Okay. So concrete, the one in front of you just got pulled into the ground.
Where is Barbosa at?
Next to you.
Barbosa was running towards the front, wasn't she?
Yeah, I was leading them over there, so I should be up where everyone else is now.
I need my sexual healing, come back!
So are there any other targets to eliminate?
Both rats who are alive are underground somewhere. One in front of you that just got pulled down through a hole in the ground right in front of you.
So I just check my stun baton to see if it's still functioning, because I don't know.
It sparks a bit in places where it didn't use to spark.
All right. So I just wait if some other rat will pop out so I can knock the shit out of it.
You're going to play whack-a-mole with them if they pop out
of
the ground.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like his childhood game, him and his friends, and the angry matron.
Yeah, we still play it, even as adults, you know? It's a national sport.
Okay, Barbosa?
Where do bonus dice go? Like, under what section when you roll?
Skill.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to come over to Tolkien and go ahead and heal check him.
Okay, stabilize him.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that good? We good?
That's three successes. Yeah, that's good.
Damn.
Does my first aid kit get hurt?
No, you didn't push it, so.
Okay, cool.
So that removes my critical injury?
Well,
all right,
you're not dying anymore.
Yeah.
Do you still get rot?
Until...
No, I think that's gone too.
Okay.
Oh, so it is gone.
Yeah, it's just that you have a negative modifier for some things, I think.
No. That was not one of the things. The effects during healing is you suffer one rot point per hour until healed.
Okay. Well, yes, then you suffered that. You still suffer for that, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But how does it work when I got healed?
No, I just have to roll for rot.
Do I lose, like, one damage?
Every hour.
What?
Like, the cat healed me. Do I lose one damage because of that, or do I...
No, you were stabilized. You were, okay. You weren't actually healed.
Okay, so I'm still 3 damage out of 3, but I'm not broken anymore.
Yeah, you're still broken, but you're stabilized, so you're not dying.
Okay.
Okay, so there, and let's see, what else do we have? I guess it's the rat with Crosby that's pretty much the only one doing anything.
It's eating dirt. That's what it's doing.
Yeah.
Give him some man love, Crosby. Show him what you have.
But he can't use his weapon, so he's just trying to punch you.
Didn't he use that to just break free of grapple? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. So he's trying to punch you and get out of your grip.
Okay.
He's still underground with you, though.
I mean, like, let's see, grapple effects. You pin down your enemy, grabbing him using your arms or jaw. He needs to successfully fight you to break free.
And that's what it...
So he just broke free?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he actually do me damage?
No. But, I mean, it's... I flavored it as he's like, punching,
trying to
shove.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not actually damage. It's... Maybe you might have a few bruises and stuff, but... It's not.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing compared to what he's about to get.
Nope. Sean, then.
Yes. Trying to think about what my goal here is.
Well, you can try to heal him. Now that you stabilize him, you can try to heal...
Heal the rabbit further?
Yeah, so he's not broken.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that sounds
good.
So he
can do things.
I saw somebody else rush over to the moose and start...
Mm-hmm.
Start doing that. So yeah, yeah. That's what I'd like to do.
So 2-5?
Yeah, yeah. Roll and healing.
And I checked, by the way, I'm down with whatever we roleplay, but it says like severed leg artery, but I'm fine with the jugular, so it's okay.
The fight is
whatever.
Almost over if you take damage or get some
problems. For me, it says jugular.
No, but I rolled 63, right?
Yep, and for in the book, I see 63 as 63 and 64 are both jugglers.
Oh, that's not what it says here, but it's okay. I'm fine with that, so it's okay. It doesn't matter.
You're ill for 2, Jeff.
Oh, okay, nice. Thanks.
We pushed to no avail. Yeah, you pushed one out.
That's how extreme, like, healing is.
I'm healing you so hard right now.
I gotta go.
Guys.
I never rolled for how many days it's gonna take me to heal.
Yeah, you should do it now.
Yeah.
We have to figure out if we're gonna die or
3
not.
Days.
1. Yay.
Is it,
is it 1d6?
Yep, 1d6.
Yep. For jugular? For the healing time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have -1 endure and move for 1 day.
It's one of those things where it you either die or you don't.
What?
So just you're in. Are you still dealing with leg injury? So you have like -2 to move?
I don't know what the leg injury does, really.
Leg injury.
You got the broken leg?
Yeah, no, so you have minus three to move.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're never okay. Dancing again.
Never gonna dance again.
Oh, yeah. It's, what, yeah, then he's minus three to move in.
What I love about our team is that we're equally incompetent and persistent.
So I guess you want to finish off this last threat then.
The other one has burrowed and has not escaped yet, right?
You have no idea where he is. He has spent like the last three turns moving away.
With burrow, is there a way to be finding that or finding tunnels or something?
Yeah. But you still have one right there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm gonna deal with him if I can. Would that? Yeah, I think that would work. That would do it. How much damage did I give him? Just one? I'm gonna push. Three damage.
That is him done. He had one damage already.
All right.
So what do you do to him?
Yeah, I'm just gonna dig into him. and then I'm just gonna pop out my head outside, see if there's because I've been keeping count even though I'm like very feral. I remember there's one underground, so I'm gonna pop back in and spend a feral point to try to find the one
So this blood splattered and dirty head pops out of the ground next to concrete.
Yeah, it's even more creepy if they don't know what happened. They just see me pop out with blood and like really covered in blood. Well, I was already covered in blood, but I
blood mark. Blood and dirt mixed.
Gut.
I look at him and I say, oh god, you really need this.
Yeah, I'm already out. So I'm back. I go back underground and I use my last burrow point to try to find. I'm just going to be burrowing around trying to find the descent. Ah, I should have used my instinct. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Would burrow work better? Or yeah, I guess it's burrow. I don't have enough point to combine with.
Roll me scout then to see if you find him. If you had used hunting instinct, I would just let you found him. I'm not even going to make you fight him. I'm just going to say if you find him, he's dead.
I go one.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. I'm going to come back later. I'll let you guys in. I'm just gone.
Okay. So, out of turn order. Now you can do whatever you want again. Not have to wait. It's a horrible mess everywhere.
Yeah, killed five rats.
Christ. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, okay. So I get fucking two of the cats. I'll ask them to come over and pick up the one that's, you know, I'm like, Titus, Nero, get Caesar.
okay, Davis.
Pick him up.
Yeah. They pick him up and then they start kind of jogging back towards your village.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, they didn't even untie him, or did you untie him?
Yeah, they untied him and they're like carrying him, holding feet and underarms,
getting him back to the village. Now y'all folks look like you're in bad shape there. Thank you for saving Caesar. Blank faces all around.
yeah, no problem. It's what we do.
Culture shock.
The moose is just moaning.
More shock.
Now.
I guess I just get up and I look at you and I say, well, thank you. You saved my life.
Hey, anything I do for a rat killer. Why don't we go rest up? I think I can convince some people to let us stay for a little bit in the village.
Oh, that'd be super nice.
Come on back with
me. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
It's the hero Kavat. It's like every time we meet a cat, you're like, it's the hero of that battle.
Yeah, yeah. The rat killers.
Okay, so I guess Tolkien and Cahoon will need some assistance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put them on the cart.
Ringo comes out from the bushes, looking really scared.
Of course, he didn't do anything.
Are they fake on?
Yeah, thanks to you.
Let me grab my machetes, please.
He's holding like a twig with some leaves on it, like he expected to use that as a weapon to defend himself.
Is that Ringo?
Yeah, it's Ringo.
God damn it, Ringo.
Useless. He's fucking useless, yeah.
He looks at you, Octavius. it's you. You recognize this lizard. He's been passed the village every now and then.
Okay.
Well, he's kind of a wandering trader.
Yeah. Goodness, you're here too? It's quite a party.
Quite scary.
I'm not sure what to make of all these people, but I do know that I want to extend some kindness. So see if we can get folks back to an area where hopefully we can rest at ease for a short while. So I start leading folks back to the cat village.
Injured.
Yeah. So I say, you know, follow me this way.
Is somebody picking up my scissors that I left on the ground?
Is this something you're not going to actually get your scissors? Yeah,
I'm not actually there. I'm still like underground.
I never came back.
I'm pretty sure Gunkreed's gonna take him.
Yeah, Gunkreed will probably do it. Like their weapons. So.
Put in his fucking bag.
So kind of look down into the hole you dug. Are you you coming?
I'm nowhere.
Like I'm calling
just
down into
faint,
the hole
like
you burrow down.
Distant Tasmanian devil sounds.
All right, is he gonna be okay, guys?
Yeah, no! He does that from time to time. Just like 3 days ago, he ran off and everything.
Are you gonna know where we went?
I'm sure he'll figure it out once he calms down. Otherwise, we'll go out to get him once people feel a little better. I've made sure everyone's situated. I'll go look for him.
Okay then, if you say so.
Okay, so you lead them back. Avoiding all the traps that are set around the village.
Yeah, oh, a little to the left there.
That's bad for me.
Yeah, oh, look, there's... magician doesn't reveal too many of his secrets, but there's that wire you gotta... Yeah, just hop over that. There you go.
And you get to the little cabin village. There's half a dozen or so little cottages, cabins.
It's real tiny.
You got the weird metal trees with wires and little chairs connected to each other going up the mountain. There's also this kind of razor wire, barbed wire fence around the village. And in the front, just the gate.
Oh, yeah. Barbossa should roll another time for Tolkien. She stabilized him, but...
Yeah.
Two extra successes. I figured that he... It's
a different role.
Different thing? Okay.
One is that stabilizing, the other one is...
Alright, I'll do it again. There you go. Two.
Okay. So, and the entrance to the village, the opening in the fence, kind of has these two wooden poles, one on each side, with a rat skull impaled on top of each one of them.
That's barbarous. That's savage.
Yeah.
Says the guy who ripped five rats apart with his teeth and claws.
I'm outraged.
Hey, one you of them died to the machete, okay? The machete sisters.
One he cut the head off, the other ones he tore to bits.
Maybe we should have added more of those rat heads to there. Send a better message. Oh well, hindsight's 20/20. Come on.
Right, so what's the deal with the cat pack?
They bring back the dead bodies to make example of it?
Nah, they've left them. There was only one cat besides Octavius. The two of them ran off with Caesar.
They loot the weapon and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So Gaius or whatever.
Presumably, Concrete probably scooped up all the weapons if no one else took them.
For sure.
That's exactly what I did. I took all of those weapons.
There is, in the middle of the village, there is an old kind of, how do you say, one of those trees that haven't grown up straight. It's kind of, I don't know the word.
Crooked tree.
Yeah, crooked tree. It doesn't have any leaves or pines or anything. It looks like it's dead, but very, very old, right in the middle of the village.
It's got like a box up top or something like that, doesn't it? Yeah, there's like a lookout point.
Yeah, yeah. Tree fort with a ladder. Mm-hmm.
So it's dead, but it's still standing.
Yep.
Enough to hold up a cat.
Outside one of the cabins, there are these old vehicle things with skis on the front.
Did they also find them in closets or medicine cabinets or wherever we found our car?
That was gonna be a running joke.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know there's one of the cabins doesn't really have anyone living in it right now.
Because they died
the small
of hunger.
Oh, God.
It was a mother of three. They also died.
Suppose I could go to wherever I set up shop or whatever. And
the cats have been dealt like really bad cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
Yes. Preaching to the choir.
No automobile in those cards.
Yeah, so I go in there. If there's any cats that are kind of like, you know, like peeking through windows or like...
Yeah. Like, there's new people around, so definitely.
What? Non-cats? What do we do?
Sound the alarm!
That's all right. It's all right. It's fine. Hi, everybody. It's just me.
You see this guy? He's standing on all four, turned sideways.
Whoa,
trying to
hey.
Look big.
Yeah. Calm your fur, bud.
He was licking himself, but we interrupted him.
Yeah. You're my friend. Now I hate you.
somebody comes and is like, if you're here to make trouble, you better watch out. It's like, that's unnecessary. Just go back home.
Yeah. I shoo them off.
Well, you're definitely getting a lot of like glances from anyone who's outside. Yeah, there's new people that they don't know. So
right, non-cats, you know. Mm-hmm. So they helped save Caesar, you know. Tell if anybody's like, you know, trying to look into.
Salad's the best.
Help save Caesar. Well, and they're like, oh,
you are kind of like leading them, and there's another cat. Yeah. So they kind of assume that they're not hostile, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm taking hostage. Someone help me! Help!
So you take them to this one cabin that you know.
Sure.
There's some room where they can put down their things and leave the ones who need resting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
so how many hours has it taken us to get this far? Less than one. I have a lot of rolls I have to make, guys. A lot of rolls. 72, in fact.
What, 72? What are you talking about?
I have to make a rot roll every hour until
no,
I
no,
heal.
No, that's not... It's you are healed. It's stabilized. It's not during the healing time. Is it? No, because you died. It's 2d6 days, I think.
Yeah, and I got a 3, so I have 3 days. So that's and I have to do it every hour, so that's 72 hours. 72 rolls.
Then you just die of rot.
Yeah, if that's the case, then you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
That would make no sense. No,
read the thing.
No, I know, but that would, like, you just die of rot.
Yeah, no.
I guess Tolkien's got nothing to live for. He's going on his last adventure.
Okay, because healed... Oh, we'll figure it out. You're gonna die.
Pretty much.
That's tragic.
My stomach rot is just gonna die. I'm dying from sepsis.
It's probably until you are, like, you're not broken anymore, so you're probably fine.
It says you suffer 1 rot point per hour until healed, and I have 2d6 days healing time. Which
I'm pretty sure that means
days.
The, like, initial heal. Like, I doubt that means, like, actually healed. I'm assuming the other
well,
stuff is
no
for the
yeah, no one
stuff.
Would survive. That would just be, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's no effect for me to worry about healing at this point, because there's no negatives.
Then I guess that's that. I mean, unless the GM wants to put some kind of conditions on you, since it thematically makes sense, but mechanically, apparently, you don't have anything to worry about, so...
Well, I'll look online, just keep going. I'll check, I'll try to...
Okay, so...
You
have
this cabin, getting you guys set up, if I have any extra provisions around, try to make you guys comfortable. So, yeah, welcome. Why are you out killing rats? I'm not ungrateful, certainly. What brings you around these parts?
We're looking to basically...
Good question, because we don't know.
we're looking for potential partners that can join our cause.
Cause?
Yeah, we have a cause, which is basically making the life of all of us here more, I don't know, fruitful, I guess.
No, but off game, we came here because of the captive cats at the rat's habitat, so we wanted to see what the cats looked like, to pick a side for the war.
Yeah, we should probably ask him, like, the whole deal between their whole conflict. Like, what he knows about that.
About why we're at war, basically.
Yeah.
You guys seem kind of evasive when I ask that question. I'm not really making things clear to me. You say make things easier. What do you mean? Make things better?
Well, I don't know. What do you think about the life here? Are you happy with them?
It sucks.
Why do you think they suck?
We asked if life, how's life here? And it's like, it's terrible. It's.
Why do you think they're terrible?
I'm confused because you're saying they as in like, are you talking about the rats or are you talking about life in general?
I'm talking about life in general.
Okay.
Basically I'm reading something that makes sense. Is that basically you draw rot attack every hour until you're actually healed, like you're stabilized, and then you keep those rot points.
So he should be good then, because he
you keys your like the effect would have rot points until you're actually fully healed, and then you take away these rot points.
Mm. And he didn't get any, so you're perfectly fine. Okay, so we got it early enough that you're good.
That would be savage. That actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
Wowza.
It's less because rolling 55 dice until you die just doesn't.
So waiting for the slow death.
When you're rolling that many dice, you can just ignore rolling them and just
roll
go by
your death. You're slow and
just go by. Oh well, on average, I'm dead, so I'm dead.
Yeah.
So Kat, how did you say your name was?
Octavius.
Oh, all right. I'm concrete. Listen, so you didn't answer my question. Yeah. Why do you think the life sucks here?
Life, well, it's certainly not the best. I make the best I can, but I mean, we're starving. We're having to, to barely make by what we can find.
What is the reason?
I like how you're antagonizing him. For
antagonizing?
No reason.
Okay.
Yeah, motherfucker. I heard you, but I need the real reason.
I mean, you can spill go. I gave out. You
Come
a reason.
No, that's not the real reason. I was, you know, both of us know the real reason, but I need you to spill it out.
John does not know enough about the world to be able to know what the fuck you want.
All right.
He wanted you to complain about the Watchers.
And, yeah.
Oh. All right. So,
Octavius, what have you heard about the Resistance and, you know, stuff about the Watchers recently?
Place.
No information. To you.
The Resistance... there has been more and more talk about it, but talking open. It's kind of like hushed whispers and rumors mostly.
Yeah.
And the Watchers, well, they have been an ever-present danger.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that the Watchers are protecting you. Some people saying they're holding you slaves. You do know, though, is that you're pretty sure that at least the dogs are getting shipments of food regularly. Mm. And you guys, you don't really get any food given to you.
Yeah. So we're starving at the, what feels like at the mercy of the Watchers. And there's, at the Watchers' whim because of, you know, things I've heard from others outside of the village.
Right, exactly. And that's and what my friend here is trying to get across.
And there's nothing we can do. And we just have to try and survive day by day.
Mm-hmm. You hunt and fish, but the war with the rats is making that harder and harder because, first off, no one really dares to go out on their own and hunt. You have to make, like, large hunting parties.
Mm-hmm.
And also the rats are actively trying to destroy your hunting and fishing by like chasing prey away from you guys, and
so when it comes to cats, we're getting shit on from all sides. So,
but what
well,
about
you've got one thing wrong there, buddy,
motherfucker,
stupid
listen,
idiot.
Listen, in order for you guys to survive, is not to only rely upon yourselves, is also to rely upon others that have the same cause as you. Which is fucking the Watchers in the ass. Once we'll rely, all of us will rely under one banner, we'll be strong enough to basically take off all the motherfuckers who go hand in hand with them. Are you game or are you not?
I mean, what? I'm sorry.
And you better, I asked, what? Are you game or are you not? And you better answer quick because I've spent one weapon on you, sorry, on your sorry ass. And it's one weapon more than I would like to.
I think
can somebody intervene? What the fuck is happening?
I think Concrete is grumpy from losing all his stuff.
I'm grumpy like a motherfucker. I'm putting it all on him.
Right.
Waystol could not say anything.
Open hostility.
Yeah,
to me.
What the fuck?
I think they're just both like resting or something.
He's holding his stomach and being quiet.
Why? Like, you're
just looking at Concrete.
Having allies of some sort would be wonderful, but I don't get this attitude you're giving me, buddy.
Yeah, they're just kind of upset. It seems to be kind of a trait of their whole clan. So we'd like to help you, but we kind of like to hear your side of the story about this whole, you know, rat-cat war and everything first, and, you know, figure out what we can do to help you out and see if you guys can help us out.
If there's anything that you would be able to do to help me, we'd be in your debt, absolutely. I mean, I would not say that I'm the, I'm trying to think of what. Yeah, I would not say
the
that
spall
I'm
cat.
I would not say I'm the
feline.
the chief representative of our whole pack, but I know some people.
I think at this point the guy on the watch, the cat on the watch probably sees a figure approaching covered in blood and guts. slowly stumping by.
Is he dragging half a rat or something?
No.
Does he have to roll for traps?
Yeah, hopefully not getting killed by traps, because traps are not gay.
Is there some sort of like a call or alarm that gets sounded?
Yeah.
Okay. So go peek out and see him. Just be like, if I see, you know, I see a badger, right?
Wolverine.
That's right. Okay. Sorry. Right. I saw him in combat, didn't I? Didn't he?
Yeah. He was there. He disappeared.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and pop on out and let the watchman know that, you know, oh, I know this person. He's cool.
Just step on a bear trap.
Yeah. Your friend's here.
All right, yeah. So I went out with Octavius, I guess, to check it out. And, yeah, so I'll head over to Crosby and check if he's okay, how he's feeling and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, hey.
I'm very bloodied.
Well, right. So,
is that your blood or?
upon examination, you would see that I only took one point of damage and I'm completely fine.
Yeah, so he just rolls around in the snow to clean himself up, leaves a nice red spot.
I like that you roll it. You should roll him in the snow. You're like, oh, let me take care of this.
Well, there's not any snow right now.
Okay.
Because we're in the summer.
This picture is filled with lies. Fuck you, Clay.
Well, they didn't give you four pictures for every
deceiver.
Season.
He just leaves again.
Never trust the GM.
No consistency. No consistency in this fucking game. Jesus Christ.
That stick we found last game, man. That was actually the secret weapon that beat all of the Watchers with one hit.
The magic stick. It there on the
like
I said,
stick.
It was the Watcher repellent stick.
All right. So, yeah,
did you
so
see
we...
any Watchers near the stick?
Exactly.
No, you didn't.
Great. So we, yeah, I guess with Octavius, we take him in and,
yeah,
you know.
Bring him in.
Yeah, try and get him to clean himself up and, you know.
Double check, make sure that, you know.
He's all okay.
Find
yeah.
out most of the blood is not his. See if we can get you cleaned up a little bit. There you
yeah,
go, bud.
So after that, I'm going to continue talking with Octavius
yeah.
about the whole rat cat
what,
war and
what
trying to see his chief and everything.
Where that came from and what's the, what's good, just why, essentially, is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Which I think Clace would probably, if you could help me with that. Somebody didn't read the book. His name is Sean.
Well, you didn't have that long of a...
No, I didn't.
Well, the war is one of those wars that it's hard to tell exactly when it started, because it's basically small things that have escalated into more and more, and no one really knows who did the first thing to start the road towards this war that's now going.
Right.
But it was the cat and the rat falling in the...
It was the rat's fault, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
It was the rats. I mean,
well,
they
you know that they're kind of trying to starve you out by chasing prey away from you and...
Yeah,
and they
clearing out our hunting grounds.
Yeah, and they capture cats every now and then.
God knows what they do with them.
There is no god in Gin Lab Alpha.
Well, my friends, they all been to the rat habitat and they've seen some of what happens there. So, if you want to ask them about it later, I didn't see any of that though, so I can't really tell you.
Were the cats still alive? I'll look over to the other.
They're still alive, but they're not. They're not very strong.
Well, I wouldn't expect a rat encampment to exactly be a resort for the
Who's in control of this piece of shit location?
You know, you can cool your jets, but yeah, I can get the chief for you.
The alpha.
Okay? The alpha.
The big alpha.
The alpha among the cats is called Nightclaw and is a fairly large female lynx.
Yeah.
Sure, I was in a cave.
Okay.
I'm still holding the broken gun in my hand, you know, just connected to it.
So do you go
see me
get her or?
Yeah, yeah. I'll go ahead and do that for them. It's the least I can do, really.
From time to time, I look at it again and again to see that maybe it can grow back. I don't know.
Wow, what is this art?
The best art.
Does she usually
carry a stool?
Yep. Yeah.
But is that a katana on her stool side, sample. Though?
She's a female lynx wearing a worn green, I think they mention it as...
Looks like a parka, right? That's the name of these coats.
But it's the summer, so she probably doesn't have the coat.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you anymore because you're being aggressive with me.
That's
as a
true.
Healer, I just go fetch links.
Yeah, that's what yeah.
That's
what I'm doing.
I'm just saying, as you know, my idea of Octavius as a healer is probably much rather enjoy discourse rather than
what the fuck is going on here. You better tell me.
you go to bring her answer. And she's pretty much already waiting for you to
explain myself why there's these why there's these strangers in our
while you bring this
in our village. Okay,
so who are they? What do you want here?
Well I feel they might be potential allies. I found them as they were saving Caesar. So we were able to get him back.
That is good. He will be all right.
I think so. And there are now 5 less rats, I believe, right?
7.
7? Yeah.
Well, 6 of them you saw.
Okay, so well,
one,
at least,
one had disappeared before you got there.
Okay, and there are at least 6 less rats that we have to deal with now, thanks to them.
Huh.
I feel they at least deserve to... at least have a chat, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Did they tell you why they did what they did?
As far as I understand it, they're trying to get some sort of alliance together. If we can get people to help us, maybe we can do what we can to help them.
Do you think
we're starving? I don't know.
Do you think this could be a way to get some more food so we won't be starving?
That's what they seem to intimate. So.
Huh.
That's why I feel like they at least deserve to be heard out. They were asking for you.
I agree. Okay. And, yeah.
Come on back.
She follows you back.
And I'm going to go pee. Bye.
Run to the little Tomcat's room.
Yeah, I got to go to the little... Got to go to the... Oh, Jesus. Got to go to the little kitten's room.
Okay. The rest of you guys, your host has disappeared for a while. You are on your own in this room now.
Well, really, it's just in the corner.
Can we trust them?
I don't see why we wouldn't be able to right now.
Concrete.
Well, I didn't care about the cats before, but that cat saved my life.
Yeah,
against rats.
See, if we didn't come here, you wouldn't have saved your life.
Right, yeah. Cats now.
You'd be dead right now. Like, wait a second.
maybe we can use the ape's help and basically establish some kind of a, I don't know, outpost here.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Crosby.
I don't have any grub for you.
Reducing the population size would reduce the amount of grub we need.
Right.
So if we kill half the cats, the food will last twice as long.
Okay, so I don't see why we have any reason to distrust them right now. They've shown us nothing but hospitality after we helped them out, and they helped us.
Hmm.
So at least we can just talk to their alpha and see what they're all about.
I can't keep doing this.
What do you mean?
This fight.
I feel that a Turdoise would be able to do a much better job than me. Hypothetically, with a shell to protect him.
But we came here to check on the cats and see how dire it looks.
I'm gonna be pointing a finger and like sticking into your chest, your giant chest. Well, it's a bit above your belly button, a bit above your belly button at least.
Sticks his finger in your belly button.
Because I'm really small.
Also,
and really
over my...
huge. And I'm gonna be like, bah, bah, bah. I really hope I'm able to speak again.
Look down at him.
Well, you're not seeing a ton of them, cats. That is.
What time of the day is it? Is it morning or evening?
It's
practicing for their gravelly show.
Yeah,
it's
busy
early afternoon
for cats.
Okay.
Well, you have what you could see from the cats you saw when you got here. They're no fat cats.
Yeah,
they're pretty skinny, kids. All of them.
Listen,
flat
tummies. If we armed you with some weapons, would that help you guys to hunt better and protect your region?
Well, maybe.
What? No.
But the alpha isn't here yet, right?
Now you have a few moments here before.
Oh, he's not here. All right.
Yeah, you have a few moments before they arrive. Well, you are on your own to discuss your plans.
Right, it sucks that I can't spike.
What do you say? I think we can arm them with some weapons and shit. Maybe make them a little bit stronger, help them tactically, give them some reconnaissance info, stuff like that. Maybe that'll help them.
Well, that's of course a possibility if we didn't want to directly help them, but don't you think that there's more we could do?
Yeah, of course there is, but first we need to help them help themselves.
Let's teach them to fish.
Let's teach them to fucking fight, because we're so good at it, not.
Speak for yourself. While you're busy destroying your stuff, I was...
I didn't destroy my
which is what
stuff,
I would say
if
I was in so saying like rah, 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 rah. I'm just gonna be pacing.
That's like
angrily
because I already know you. I can like translate exactly what you're saying.
I'm gonna point
and I'm like answering to you like, and you're talking rubbish to me, like gibberish to me, and we're having like an entire conversation. Like
kind of
that.
An R2-D2 C-3PO situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I think we should arm them, teach them a little bit about combat and shit like that, and help them hunt for a few days. And after they'll get stronger for those few days, maybe we can, I don't know, maybe Octavius can join us.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Out of courtesy, there's a knock on the door.
Everyone gives you blank stares, apparently.
I say,
and in the door
open.
Okay, you and Nightclaw, or as as she's called in the Swedish book, she's called Cassius 22. I don't know why they changed her name to Nightclaw in the English version.
Cassius.
So she's like resistance. She's pro resistance. So she changed her name
between versions of the book.
Yeah, I guess.
That's an interesting point, actually, Alex.
You know,
she's changed her name from.
The Warriors, the Prophecy Begin novel series is really popular in the States. It's probably what's going on. So they're like, you know, we can't just give her a normal name. She has to have a warrior cat name.
Yeah.
All right, so she comes in with Octavius?
Wow.
Yep, she comes in there with Octavius.
We're back.
Thank you for helping Caesar.
Oh, nah. It's no problem. And I'm going to shake her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all bunks.
So.
I mean. Rah.
So, Octavius said something about you being able to help us, maybe?
Right, my friend here pointing to concrete. Gesturing to concrete, more like, because pointing's rude. Is willing to help outfit you guys with more weaponry and help, you know, better equip you and help train you guys so that you guys can better fend for yourselves, seems to be his idea.
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, the problem is not weapons or courage, though, give it's food.
Weapons and, yeah, give us weapons and then send us on our way?
No, we will also help you with the hunting part.
So you will be staying here and hunting for us?
They have like 100 cat to feed.
For a while.
That's, I'm going to just pretty much like... like, you can sound that I completely like disagreeing with you.
Shut up! Well, shut up! I'm not
I don't know if we can really stay here for all that much time. I did recall that you guys said you guys wanted to go to the rabbit habitat after this, right?
Right, but in order to make like a significant contribution, I think we should stay here for a couple of days and help them just, you know, hunt and protect their, I don't know, their area.
I'm going to gesture as a monkey.
It'll also boost their confidence and it'll also boost their morale.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know if it's really something we can afford to do and there might be better ideas. So... Nightclaw, was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on apes?
Big butts, all of them.
I know, sexy, isn't it?
We haven't had that much contact with you apes.
Right, so you might not have heard, but recently the ape habitat was raided by the Watchers.
Oh, excuse me for being so forward, but what happened? And why?
Well, it...
they got involved. That's why they got attacked. Like the badgers, they got really attacked when they got involved.
What is, so what really, you should get involved happened as well. Is that the former alpha of the apes, in a bid for trying to hold on to his authority, apparently had called down the Watchers, trying to take care of some people that were distancing themselves from his regime, as it was. And it ended up being kind of catastrophic.
No.
So there was an uprising within the apes?
Well, after it was found out that he had called the Watchers there and they had destroyed most of our habitat. So he's no longer in charge.
Oh, may I ask who's in charge now?
Yeah, it would be my father, Faraday.
Mm-hmm. That is good to know. Thank you. So, then comes the question... why did he call upon them or get them involved?
Well, as I said, it seemed that he was afraid that some apes no longer shared his ideals and so wanted them removed. And unfortunately, the Watchers took it a step too far. And so it ended up kind of backfiring on him completely.
Hmm. She looked at Octavius.
Mm-hmm. You know... We cats, we're only 100 strong. There's not much of us. If we're just equipped with weapons and then sent our way, we're going to be back. We're still going to be in the same situation there are. You say that you're part of something. If you've got anything that you can do to help us alleviate the immediate problem of our scarcity of food, if you've got allies that can bring in food or something... And then alongside that, I don't know if there's something that you can do to help us more directly with the rat problem. They're too strong. We can't handle that. I wish there was that I know that sounds like we'd be asking a lot and there's not much of us. So I don't know how we'd return the favor, but if you can really significantly help us in those ways. I mean, Nightclaw, right? We have their back, right? 100%.
Mm-hmm. We are desperate now.
We're desperate. We're hungry.
People are dying.
I'm gonna draw a map on the dirt on the ground if I can find some.
No, it's a wooden floor inside.
Dust? Is it dusty enough?
Not really.
All right, I'm gonna scrape with my claw on the wood floor.
Just use the blood. Skills, like, what's that skill called?
What did you
like
say?
No nature.
Yeah. Can I like try and no nature him, or something, or sense emotion, or some nonsense to try and figure out what he's trying to, or comprehend him?
The problem with saying we'll stay for a couple days and help hunt is that all of the potential game is gone because of the rats, because they've been flushing the forest. So there's nothing there to hunt.
I'm going to try to...
That's the problem.
I'm going to try to motion to Barbosa, who seems to actually give a fuck about... to follow me outside.
Okay, so I'll follow him outside.
You're going to see, I'm going to draw a sort of like a... I don't have any draw tools. I'm going to... Oh, that'd be cool. Can I have...
Shit. Give him draw permissions?
Yeah, draw shape.
Roll 20?
Or free hand?
Oh, yeah, free hand.
A little circle?
I'm going to draw this.
So I'm drawing... A couple triangles. Yeah. All right. Circle. It's a little cat. Okay. And I don't know what that is. Oh, is that a badger?
Yeah, I'm drawing a badger, a cat thing.
Okay.
It's going to be like drawing a sort of arrow with an apple from the monkey to the
monkey to the cat.
To the cat. Yes, I'm going to draw like a sort of a someone holding a spear against an animal towards the south, towards the badger, and try to make him give him whiskers. Or something, show like cat hunting in the badger, closer to the badger habitat, which of course would really bother the badgers.
Yeah, no, they're gonna get pissed over that one.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna point towards me if you ask about that.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just
motioning that I will take
care
of it,
and then I'm going to, you know, talk about a few things. So I'm sure that this could work, but right now there are kind of some logistics things. Like my dad's only been in charge for so long, and he does have to kind of focus a lot of his efforts inward right now for the apes. I don't know if it'll look great, him trying to help out.
Then I try to wipe out the monkeys, and I point towards the badger thing.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Do I know about the fence?
I
know it's the badger habitat.
There,
and I'm gonna draw a fence on top of badger, and I'm going to draw a cross on it. And an arrow from the cat crossing into the badger habitat through the fence.
Right. That's a good idea. It could completely work. We just would have to broker something with your alpha, wouldn't we?
I'm going to point at me.
So if you think you can do it, then I guess we can go with that plan, and I can try and get a message to my father and see if there's something he can do that can give aid. Otherwise, what might be helpful is if they just go to see him. That way they can help with the whole Ape Island reconstruction and everything, and show that they're clearly there to help the apes, and the apes will in turn, you know, be willing to give up some of their food and help the cats.
Okay, were you saying that to Nightclaw and Retavius, or are you?
No, I was
still
discussing
outside
this with him outside before.
Yeah, outside.
Come back in and relay that.
Say that again. Sorry.
Okay. So what I was suggesting is that they might be able to just come over to like the cats. Entirety might be able to come over to Ape Island and help with rebuilding Ape Island, and that way the apes will see that the cats are there as friends and they're helping them, and they'll be more
I'm gonna draw in the sand like a few little guys and a chick next to it, and then I'm gonna draw like a lot more guys, and then a sort of drone in the air and an exclamation point, and then a cross on the little like the
right.
crowd of little guys.
I think it's a good idea. I like it.
Right, I understand the concerns there. I mean, I guess maybe not all of them, right? It could just, we could, if they send a decent enough group there, show, you know, friendship, broker better relations with each other, then the ape populace will be more likely. I'm sure my father's more than willing to help. It's just, he does have, you know, concerns about his leadership right now and everything. So you're right, maybe not too many of them go, not the whole population or anything.
Well, no, okay. Well, I would have input on that.
Yeah, he's going to bring it to, but we're just discussing, pre-discussing.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
So
just
basically,
it's
and,
just us,
in the cabin,
good,
there's Nightclaw, Octavius, and Tolkien, just standing there awkwardly.
So, ready to cook
books? Concrete is like, now listen to me, motherfucker.
No, I'm just looking at my gun.
Forlornly.
Me and Crosby are good, then we'll come back in and I'll explain what we've kind of discussed out there.
Is this area too high up for land sharks? Mountainous?
Just jump out of the mountain.
You don't see them very often. No.
Yeah, it's not a common occurrence, at least.
Land shark is a great source of food.
Right, so come on back in and I'm gonna explain to everything. So gonna explain to Nightclaw. So Crosby here thinks that he can broker some sort of deal with the alpha from the Badger clan that'll let you guys be able to hunt in their area. So that should make it easier for you guys since the rats won't wanna mess with you guys in the Badger territory. And I think that we can work out a deal that my father can aid you guys with food from Ape Island and such. I think what you just really need to do would be send some, missionaries, like, on a good faith mission sort of thing, just to prove that you guys better your relationships with each other and, you know, show that you do want to help them in exchange.
Yeah, that could work. That could work. The problem is that we have so few people here that it's either got to be just a few people. It's got to just be a few because we can't spare that many.
I'm sure that should work out.
Well, any big group of people is going to people that you don't want.
Yeah, I mean, what number are we talking here? I mean, Nightclaw, you might be able
too,
to be
too big. Like, you just need a decent enough groups, you know, to that you feel can help anyone. That's right now they're mainly focused on fixing infrastructure and a lot of stuff like that after the attack. So
yeah, they people are that can help busy, with that. Very busy trying to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you'd send people that can aid with that, I'm sure that they'd be more than willing to spare food. We should have a lot of extra at this point.
We should be able to. No, Nightclaw. I think we should be able to send at least a few able-bodied people.
I was thinking the size of a hunting party.
And then maybe along with that, maybe some people that could act more as ambassadors that might not be as able-bodied as well, but are still able to make the trip.
Mm-hmm. I have a few ideas of people we could spare. We would still need to keep the best hunters
right
here still.
Right.
Maybe we could send one to make sure they get there safely.
Yeah.
But
we do still have to figure out the logistics with the Badger clan.
There are a few who are still fairly strong but not great hunters. So I guess a few of those could go.
I think that would be the safest thing.
Yeah.
So if this sounds like an idea that you guys can agree to, I guess give us a few days for our party to rest up after everything and
sure. This honestly, and Nightclaw can attest to this as well, that this sounds amazing. Goodness.
It's like a miracle.
No, my fear is I don't know. I mean, I don't want this to be charity. I want us to be able to somehow be able to repay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not much. We don't have much. I understand that you seem to be on some sort of mission to basically disrupt the status quo, take down.
You could say that, but we'd like to believe it's more for the betterment of, you know, all of us animals.
Right.
We'll call on you when the time comes.
I'm sure right now what's most important is that, you know, these two struggling habitats get back on their feet and are, you know, stronger for it. And we form this alliance, and I'm sure we'll find a way to help each other in the future. But
absolutely.
After a few days of rest, I think me and Crosby or some other people should head over to try and talk to the Alpha to make sure that we can actually get this hunting agreement.
Okay.
It'd probably be best if maybe we could bring an ambassador for you guys. Man, I don't know how the Badgers...
This side trip is getting longer and longer.
I think we probably should be starting.
We could always
end the session.
Split up, like leave Cahoon and the others to start heading that way while we go to finish this mission.
The whole out of game, like you said, the rabbit thing is a really big thing, so
there's no point in separating the party.
I mean, yeah. People really felt like adamantly that they needed to go do this instead of the other stuff, you know? I'm just leaving it on the table.
Yeah, fuck the cats.
I'm ending the recording now.